今天我们就看接下来的内容。
So now let's look at the message.
就是我们的基督。
The message is our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主我们的神，非常感谢你。
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
使我们聚在一起学习关于你的真理。
You gather us to learn about your truth.
愿我们知道世界是如何对待你的。
Please let us know how the world has treated you.
也让我们知道我们是如何对待你的。
And let us show to us how we have treated you ourselves.
使我们明白我们应该彼此相爱。
Let us understand we should love each other.
改变我们，造就我们。
Father, work in us to change us.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
马太福音第二章一到十七节。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 17. Matthew chapter 2 verse 1 to 17. Matthew 2, 1 to 17.
帮我读一下第二章一到六节。
Okay, I'll start off with one to Matthew 2, 1 to 6. Let's start from one. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled.And all of Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of this shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.
这里讲到了几个人，希律王、博士、文士，还有耶路撒冷合成的人。
A few people are mentioned here over here, King of Judea, the wise man, the
希律王
King Herod, King Herod,
犹太人
Judah,
还有耶路撒冷合成的人
and in the people of Jerusalem.
当我们看到犹太人，他是特别盼望弥赛亚降生的。
When we see the Jews are so looking forward to the Messiah to come.
但是呢第三节说希律王听见害怕耶路撒冷合成的人听见也害怕。
However, in verse 3, we know that Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and even all of Jerusalem with him.
希律王听见害怕我可以理解因为耶稣基弥赛亚降生要做王你也是王
Herod,
两个王没有办法。
When King Herod listened to this and he's troubled, we can understand because his position may be threatened. However,
但是耶路撒冷合成这个整个城的人也害怕这就令人困惑了
However, when the whole people of Jerusalem was troubled when they hear about Messiah coming, this is baffling.
犹太人以色列人你们不是在盼望弥赛亚吗今天有人说弥赛亚要降生了你们为什么害怕
Aren't the Jews looking forward for the coming of the Messiah, but how come they are troubled when this news is come?
其实原因可能有很多
The reasons may be many.
也许是因为他们觉得王要来了他们现在在罗马人的管理之下他们是不是要和罗马人打一仗引发战争
Maybe they think that when the Messiah is coming they will be fighting and having a war with the Romans to overthrow them
不管是什么原因但是耶路撒冷的人害怕了
No matter what reason the people of Jerusalem were troubled
你们不是盼望弥赛亚吗你们不是呼求弥赛亚吗为什么当有人说他要来的时候你却害怕了
Aren't you looking forward to this dayOh, Messiah, why are you afraid?
其实你有没有想到如果有人说我们是在盼望耶稣基督的降临如果耶稣基督要来了现在要来了你是什么心情
Have you ever thought that since we are all looking forward to Christ's second coming but if he is really coming what is our emotion? How do we feel?
太好了基督要来了终于等到那一天了
Saying that rejoice Christ is coming Christ is coming or
哎，还是基督要来了
Christ is coming oh no
所以说这个时候耶路撒冷人的害怕 如果应用到现在教会来说的话，你是什么样的心情？
所以 applying this verse onto ourselves, Jesus is coming again. How is our feeling and response?
当我们去读到圣经里面那些人很用不公平的待遇，就不好的方式对待耶稣基督的时候。
When we read in the Bible that some unbelievers and bad sinners, they are so treating Jesus Christ in such a bad way. When we hear about this,
但其实我们没有反思我们自己，我们比他还差。
But have we thought about how we treat Jesus Christ? Have we been even worse, giving him worse treatment than these people?
当时耶路撒冷全部的人，合成的人都害怕这个弥赛亚降临。
At that time, the whole of Jerusalem were afraid that Messiah is coming.
难道今天你对耶稣基督的降临就欢欣鼓舞吗？
Then what about us? Are we really truthful rejoicing about Jesus' second coming?
你会想到我的车怎么办？我的房怎么办？今天晚上还买了电影票，耶稣基督就再来了，这些东西再也不能用了。
Will you think that what will happen to my car, my beautiful house, or I bought 2 tickets to the movie? Am I still able to watch the movie?
以前的时候我在读出埃及记。
The last time I was reading about Exodus.
晚上我记得很清楚，11点钟。
At night, 11 p.m. I was reading.
当我读到出埃及记的时候，我发现以色列人的名字全都不在了。
When I read, I discovered that in certain instances, all the names of the Israel's Jews were no longer there.
我感觉那些以色列人就是我自己。
I felt that actually I am the Jews. I were the people, children of Israel.
以色列人在旷野是失败的。
The children of Israel failed in the wilderness.
我感觉我比他还失败。
I felt that I'm worse than them.
以色列人是刚硬的。
The Jews were hardened.
我感觉我比他还刚硬。
I feel that my heart is even more hardened.
当犹太人听到弥赛亚降临的时候，他们害怕了。
When the Jews got to know that Messiah is coming, they were afraid.
这是一件很不合理的现象。
It's illogical.
难道今天我们就对耶稣基督的降临而感到欢欣鼓舞了吗？
Do we really feel happy and rejoiceful for Jesus Christ's second coming?
当约翰在启示录最后一章说：“主啊，我愿你来。”
When John says in Revelation, God, I'm looking forward to your coming.
现在有多少人是在欢呼这件事情？主啊，我愿你来。
But now, how many really Christians are saying, "God, I rejoice in your coming"?
甚至我们觉得张学友来比耶稣基督来更好。
Even we find that a singer, some Hong Kong K-pop, Hong Kong pop singer, 张学友 come, we are happier than Jesus coming.
所以说，我们看到圣经里面这些人是如何对待耶稣基督的。
So we see in the Bible how these people have badly treated Christ.
2000年来从来没有改变过。
2000 years, no change.
也许我们对待耶稣基督的方式在教会里面和在教会外面是一样的。教会里就归信基督的人对待基督的态度和没有归信基督的人对待基督的态度一样。
Sadly, the Christians in church may have treated Jesus Christ the same as the non-believers outside of church.
我不是要指责任何人。
I'm not rebuking anyone.
我们必须在神面前反思和撕下自己的虚伪。
We have to examine ourselves, our own hypocrisy.
这样生命才能长进。
Then we can have real growth in Christian life.
如果一个大夫说你有病了，你会不会到医院去看？
If a doctor says that you are sick, will you go to the hospital for a diagnosis?
你会去看？你恨不得抱住大夫的腿，住到他家里，好让他天天照顾。
Maybe you are so afraid that you want to hold on to the doctor, live in his house and ask him to treat you.
但现在我们发现，我们属灵上真的有问题了。
But now we discover spiritually we are weak.
我们却害怕别人指出来。
But we are so afraid that people will point it out to us.
这是非常可怕的。
This is scary.
你再看第二个，希律是怎么反应的。
Let's look at how King Herod react.
希律就招了众祭司长和民间的文士来问他们说，基督当生在何处？
Verse 7, then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently, what time the star appeared, and where will Jesus come?
第五节，第六节。
Oh, sorry. Then 5 and 6.
继续读。
第五、第六。
继续读。
Okay. I'll continue from number 8. Huh? And he sent them to Bethlehem and said,Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also.
我读到了第八了。
啊，读到第八了。OK， 你有没有发现，当希律王听到耶稣基督降生的时候，他把文士和祭司长招了来。
Do you realize that when Herod heard this news, he called a wise man, called his officials all gather and talk to them.
他们知道耶稣基督就是弥赛亚，如果降生会降生在伯利恒。
They know that whenJesus come, he will come into Bethlehem.
这个时候他们应该怀着盼望之心，欣喜之心，应该哈，我是说应该，本来应该这个样子去寻找基督吧。
Now the officials of King Herod should have a feeling of happiness and joy that they will together go and look for Christ. Because they have been waiting for him for such a long time.
但是奇怪, 还是只有博士去了。
But still, no, not everybody go. Only the wise men went.
所以这些知道基督当降生在何处的人, 他们非常冷漠。
So these Jews, when they know where Jesus is going to be born again, they were cold. Their heart were cold.
你想一想我们对现在的属灵的事情是不是像文士和法利赛人一样冷漠?
Examine ourselves. Are we having the same response as these Pharisees and these king, Jews? We are called towards Jesus' second coming.
他们说我知道基督降生在伯利恒啊。
They say, I know Jesus is coming and going to be born in Bethlehem.
但他却不去寻求他。
But they are not going there.
同样现在可以说基督徒知道一切关于末后的真理和现在的真理。
Same in the same way, we Christians know from the Bible, Jesus is coming again, and the truth of Jesus.
但是你觉得我们像发现了财宝一样那样兴奋和持守着它吗?
But do we react as if we have found a big treasure and going after it and going to look for it?
我们和当时的文士和法利赛人一样来又来了呗。
We will behave like the scribes and the Pharisees at that time. Okay, Jesus coming. Okay, let him come.
我们知道那些未归信基督的人会在地狱里沉沦。
We know the non-believers will die in hell.
沉沦就沉沦呗。
Okay, Lord, let them go and burn in hell and let them suffer eternity. Nothing. It's no big deal. Anyway, I'm safe.
所以说，有的时候我们说文士和法利赛人，你们那样的刚硬，那样的不悔改，其实我们和他一样。
Sometimes we say that the Pharisees and the scribes are so unrepentant and cold and hard-hearted, but aren't we the same?
你省察自己，这是真的。
Let's examine ourselves.
我们再来继续往下看。
Let's continue. Verse number
9到12节就可以了。
Okay, I'll continue from verse 9. Verse 9, When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him unto him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
当耶稣基督降生之后, 他没有让文士和法利赛人带着博士去找基督。
When Jesus was born, the Pharisees and the scribes did not bring all the treasures to look for him.
仿佛这个时候没有人可以帮助他们。
In this sense that nobody can help them.
所以我们的天主就让天上的那颗星来带领这群寻求基督的人。
So our Lord Jesus Christ led the star to lead the wise men to see them.
所以我想说，纵使全世界的教会所有人都麻木了，所有人都不再传福音了，所有人都不再爱慕主了。
Even if the whole world, all Christians no longer love God, all become hypocrites and all become hardened.
神依然能做成他自己的功夫。
God still can accomplish his own work.
神之所以愿现在愿意使用我们，是希望我们与他同工。
The only reason why God give us opportunity to serve him is to be part of him and work with him.
我们绝对不要失去这个上好的福分。
Let's not waste this greatest blessing.
当耶稣基督要进城的时候，
When Jesus is coming into the city,
你们这些人不欢呼迎接他，路边的石头也会跳跃起来。
If we do not rejoice, the stones at the roadside will even jump in disbelief.
以前如此，现在也是如此。
It was like that, it is still now.
中国的那些信徒, 他们有的很自私。
In China, some Christians are very selfish.
你注意, 如果就算中国的信徒不乐意传福音, 不乐意支持他们的教会。
Even sometimes in China, the Christians over there, they are not willing to support their own church, they are not willing to spread the gospel.
永远不要忘记天上可以降马拿。
Don't ever forget, God can give us manna from the sky.
也不要忘记西顿的寡妇的瓶里的面是不会短缺的。
And don't ever forget for the widow's lamb, the oil will never cease.
也不要忘记乌鸦可以叼饼而来。
Don't even forget that the raven and the crows will bring you food.
但是我希望我们成为像西顿的那个寡妇一样。
But no, let us become like the same, let us behave the same way as that widow.
你知道当寡妇要拿那个面给这个先知吃的时候，
When the widow wants to take the whatever remaining bread for the prophet Elijah，
这个场景真的特别感人。
This is a really touching scene.
那个地方已经干旱了很多年。
There was famine for many years.
这个寡妇出来，她其实是捡点柴回去把米和油吃了之后等死了。
The widow actually is to come out, take some wood, cook the whatever remaining things that she have, and wait to die.
先知提出了一个特别不合理的要求。
The prophet made a very unreasonable request.
你们可以吃，但是先给我吃一点。
You can eat, but can you feed me first?
这个要求非常不合人情。
This is a very unreasonable
request.孤儿寡母马上就饿死了，你竟然问他家要东西吃。
Widow and son is going to die immediately, and you are still asking them for food.
但是神从此没让他家的面短缺过和油短缺过。
But because of this act of the widow, God never let them live in lack ever again.
所以说圣经上讲，供应先知就得先知所得的赏赐，供应义人就得义人所得的赏赐。
So in the scripture it says that if you supply for the prophets and the righteous people, you will get their blessings.
你知道你们是怎么管理国家的吗？难道只有李显龙总理才可以管理国家吗？你知道你们是怎么管理国家吗？
Do you know how we govern our country?
你们用祷告来管理你们的国家，用借着祷告。
We should use prayer to govern our country.
你知道你们是怎么和世界上最伟大的传道人一起同工的吗？
Do you know how we work together with the greatest missionaries?
你是借着你们的祷告与你们的奉献。
We can support them byOur prayers and our contributions.
所以当我为那个人祷告的时候，我就在他的事工上有份了。
So when I pray for somebody, I'm part of their works.
所以说在这里的时候，你会看到博士借着神所引导的那颗星来见了耶稣基督。
So you can see the wise man relying on God's provision of that star to find Christ.
以色列国堕入海沙，却还不如一个从外邦来的三个博士。
The whole of Israel and the Pharisees and the scribes were less than this wise man.
我想告诉你，基督徒其实也是这个样子。
Sadly, Christians are like that as well.
在我上大学的时候，我把我一本圣经借给了我的同学。
When I was in university, I lent a Bible to my friend.
回到家里的时候，他妈妈看到这是一本圣经。
When this friend brought the Bible back home, the mother saw it.
中国人很喜欢红色，对不对？
Chinese people like red.
他们买了一块红布，把这个圣经包起来。
So they bought a red piece of red cloth and
放在柜子里
and put it on a shelf.
再也没读过
and never read it again.
但是他们对圣经很尊敬。
But they reverend it, they respect it.
你知道，当我刚信主的时候
，When I first believe in Christ,
我对这位神、对这个圣经也是很尊敬。
I also respect the Bible a lot.
当然不是说现在不尊敬了。
I'm not saying that I'm not respectful now.
苏老师送了我一本 KJV.
Pastor So has gifted me with a KJV.
在这个我在读经的时候，先铺一层毛巾。
When I read the Bible, I will always cover with lay a piece of cloth, a towel.
圣经外面还有一个圣经皮。
There's a Bible book cover outside the Bible.
然后我们去洗手。
Then I go and wash my hands.
我还专门买了十几副白色的手套。
I have more than 10 pairs of gloves.
然后我们再开始读圣经。
I wear the glove and then I start to read my Bible.
我讲的全是真的。
This is a truth, a fact.
因为当时我刚信主的时候，我觉得他是至大的主，我们怎么能够用很轻蔑的方式对待他呢？
Because I believe he's the Almighty God. How can we not respect it?
后来我觉得还不够。
Later, I felt that it was not enough.
每次读经的时候，我们就把那个桌子擦得很干净。
Every time before we read the Bible, I have to clean the table so thoroughly.
然后呢，我又用那个胶带缠了一张雪白的纸。
Then I use a tape to put a clean piece of paper on the table.
把纸放在擦得很干净的玻璃桌子上。
Put the paper on the glass panel.
后面再铺上毛巾。
Then a towel.
打开圣经。
Open the Bible.
洗手，戴白手套。
Wash hand. Put on the glove.
来读它。
Read Bible.
我不是说你必须要这样做。
I'm not saying you must do it.
我现在已经不这样做了。
I don't do it now.
因为我知道。
Because I know.
对神的敬畏有的时候不是行为，不仅仅是行为。
The respect to God is not just.
但是你应该有。
Action.
可是我们现在怎么去读经呢
？But how do we read Bible nowadays?
你翘着腿。
We fold our leg.
吃着零食。
Eat some tidbits.
看着电视。
Switch on the TV.
偶尔翻一下。
When there's advertisement, you open your Bible.
看了15分钟。
15 minutes of a Bible.
觉得了不得了。
哇 you think that you are great accomplishment.
我今天竟然读经读了15分钟。
I actually read 15 minutes of Bible today.
其实你有没有发现，其实我们对神很亵慢了。
But actually, do you realize that we are blaspheming God?
基督徒不该如此。
We cannot be like this.
我们不应该像文士和法利赛人一样，竟然从国外来了三个博士，走了那么长的时间来寻求基督。
We cannot be like the scribes and the Pharisees. Okay, we The wise men travel such a long distance to come and look for Christ, whereas they are indifferent.
而我们现在就与他和好，既有他的经文，我们却轻慢他。
Now we have the full Bible, but we don't treat it with respect.
你说这个文士和祭司是不是我们？
Do you feel that we are just exactly like the Pharisees and the scribes?
我们再来看，这是文士和祭司的反应。我们再来看希律的第二个反应。
Let's continue to see the response of Herod.
希律先问基督生在哪里呀？
So he asks, where is the Messiah going to be born?
然后因为博士没有回去报告他基督在哪里，他就很生气。
So when the wise man did not come back to him to report to him, he was furious.
他就差人把那个年龄段以内的男孩全部杀死。
So he asked his people, asked his soldiers to kill all the babies that are within their age group.
所以欢迎基督，这个世界欢迎基督的这另一件事情就是刀剑。
So the way the world welcomes Jesus is through violence and killings.
至上天主的儿子降生在地上，我们用刀剑欢迎他。
The Almighty God's one and only Son Jesus Christ come to our world. We are welcoming him with swords and knives.
世界恨不得他死掉。
The world wants him to die.
希律这样做了。
Herod does this.
但是你知道，除了用刀剑欢迎他，还有什么欢迎他呢？
But do you know that other than violence, killings, and knives, what other ways can we welcome Jesus?
看路加福音第二章七节。
Let's look at Luke.
路加福音第二章七节。
Chapter 2, verse 7. Luke chapter 2, verse 7.
读一下。
Okay, and I'll read. Luke chapter 2, verse 7. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger.Because there was no room for them in the inn.
这个犹太人的王降生的时候
，The king of all Jews when he was born.
你能不能想象到一个马上就要怀孕的妇女来到一家店里面
？Can you imagine Mary with full of child comes to an inn?
没有一个人给她腾出一间房子来。
Not even one person will allow her a room to stay.
世界的人很冷漠。
The people of this world are cold.
就算是现在，你看到一个妇女马上就要生了。他走在路边上，或者他要寻求一个帮助，再刚硬的人也会帮助一下他。
Even in this world now, if you see a pregnant lady going into labor, those even the most hardened people will want to offer her some kind of help.
哪一个人不是妈妈生的
？Which one of us weren't born from our mom?
可是当基督的母亲到店里去找住的地方的时候，没有人给她。
But when Mary went to the inn to look for just one room.Not even one person let their room to her.
他们住到了哪里？他们住到了牲口圈里面。
They have to go to live in the place where the animals stay, the manger.
也许对你们来说，牲口住的地方可能就只是一个名词。
And maybe to us, it's just the manger is just a name.
你们当中有多少人去过猪圈
？Any one of us have visited a pig stall, a
猪圈或者马槽、马圈
？A pig stall or stable.
对，你能举手让我看一下吗
？Anyone here really visited before personally？
感谢主，你就知道那里真是太臭了。
If you have been there, you know how smelly it is.
尤其是这个主人还没打扫干净的时候，遍地都是粪便。
Especially when it's very dirty and not clean, there's everywhere feces.
那个动物的槽不是让我们想象的干干爽爽的。
The animal stable, the manger is not a clean place as we can imagine.
那个动物在那舔呀舔呀，吃的没干净的饭在那里面，它的唾液都粘到那个石头上。
It's all dirty with the animal saliva, their poo and their urine, everything.
非常的肮脏
，super dirty。
世界就用这个地方来欢迎了基督的降生。
This is how the world welcomes our Jesus Christ。
所以说，基督的出生被所有人都卑贱。
So we can say that Jesus Christ's birth is such a humiliated situation。
就算新加坡最穷苦的人，他的孩子出生的时候还可以放在床上。
Even the poorest people in Singapore, when their child is born, they have a bed, but not Christ.
你就知道基督的降卑不是人能想象的。
So you could say that Jesus Christ's birth is something that man cannot imagine.
他曾经坐在高天之上为王。
Jesus is the King of all kings.
如今却落在马槽受人的欺凌。
But he has to be born in a manger to be humiliated by men.
所以基督为人成就的事情不是你应该轻慢他的。
So the works that Jesus Christ has done for us is nothing to be taken lightly of.
但我们却这样做，却轻慢了他。
But we do. We take him lightly.
基督为我们的付出，我们不是听了一个故事。
For us, Jesus Christ's sacrifice for us is not just a story.
这是这个世界上最感人心的谦卑的故事。
It is the most touching and most blessed story of this whole wide world.
但是现在我们给基督一张床了吗
？But did we give Christ a bed to sleep in?
也许你每天翻你的经文的时候，你每个星期拿经文的时候，就是去教会的时候。
Maybe the only time you take out your Bible is when you visit church on Sunday.
我们也不觉得我们需要荣耀他的名。
And we do not know, we do not realize we need to glorify and honor him.
其实我们无数次的在把基督放在了牲口的槽里。
In that sense, we are all the time putting Jesus in the manger.
这是绝不应该的。
This is not, this should not be the way.
我们再来看第二段经文，人类是怎么样对待他的。马可福音第三章二十一节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 2, chapter 3, verse 21.
所以你不要想是别人怎么对待他，其实我们就是这样对待他。
Mark chapter 3, 21. Okay, let's see how we treat him. And when his friends heard of it, they went out to lay hold on him, for they said he is beside himself.
这里说耶稣疯了，对不对？是谁说的？是他亲戚说的。
So the relatives say that Jesus is crazy.
是他身边最亲近的人说这个人疯了。
Is the people closest to him that say that he's crazy? He's
他为什么疯了呢
？Why is he insane?
他爸爸是个木匠，他也是个木匠。
His father is a carpenter. He is also a carpenter.
你这个人不务正业，本来你可以做好好的工作，做一个木匠，但是你现在去出去传道了。
You as a carpenter's son, you could do a proper job as a carpenter, but you don't, but rather you go and preach some gospel.
当时的人都觉得这个人一定疯了。
In that time, everybody felt that Jesus was insane.
他不好好的生活。
He doesn't take his life as he should.
我要告诉你这样一件事情，你如何对待神的仆人就是如何对待基督的，你如何对待基督就是如何对待差他来的父。
How you treat God's servant is how you treat Christ, and how you treat Christ is how you treat the Heavenly Father.
有的时候我们真的不但我们看到圣经里面这样说，我们自己也对别人这样说。
Sometimes other than reading the Bible, we also tell other people about this.
当一个人要放弃他的工作去跟随主的时候，别人觉得不应该这个样子啊。
When somebody wants to go full time from,
你现在的工作
and quit from his job, we tell them, no, no, you should not be doing this.
现在工作多好，生活多好，为什么要去跟随他？
Your job is so nice, your life is so nice, why do you quit and follow Christ?
我告诉你，如果有人告诉你，你信耶稣基督，你跟随耶稣基督，跟随到你疯了。
Sometimes people will tell you, you follow Jesus Christ until you are insane.
这是这个世界上最美的夸赞。
If people say this to you, this is the greatest praise this world can give you.
因为这种夸赞在圣经里面只领导过两个人。
Because this kind of praise will only apply to 2%.
第一个就是耶稣基督。
One is Christ himself.
第二个就是保罗。
Number two is Paul.
再无其他人。
There are no one else having this compliment.
亚基帕王说保罗啊，你的知识甚大，以至于癫狂了吗？一个王对保罗说：“你疯了吗
？”A certain king said to Paul, "Are you crazy?"
而保罗是这个是写圣经最多的一位使徒。
Paul is the apostle who wrote the most part of the Bible.
有的时候你想，我培养我的孩子培养了很久，他弹钢琴、学画画、学唱歌，很好，他在世界上也有很好的名声了。
Sometimes you feel that, oh, I have nurtured my child to play the piano, to do so many good things and score high points. Ah, he has a good credibility in this world.
当他说爸爸妈妈我要去做传道人，我要去服侍主的时候，我们觉得你真的枉费了我一生的心血，你这个人傻了疯了。
So when your child come and tell you, mom and dad, I decided to follow Christ as a full-time pastor or missionary, and you immediately tell him, you are crazy. I have wasted my effort to nurture you.
其实你知道吗？拦阻人跟随基督最多的，其实是他最亲近的人。
So do you know that the person who stop people from following Christ are the person's closest friends and relatives?
我们邻居才不会管我要不要去跟随基督。
The neighbor will not care if you follow Christ full time.
但我妈妈会拦阻我。
But our parents, our mother will stop us.
你们小区那个老王的儿子，你才不会管他要不要放弃工作。
Your neighbor Mr. Wang will never care if you are going full time.
但你的儿子要放弃工作，你一定会拦阻他。
If your son wants to go full time, you will stop him.
这个事情一定会发生在我们的身上。
You will definitely do that.
我们常常祷告主啊，求你复兴教会，让福音传遍很多地方。
We always pray that God give us a revival, give us grow our church.
但是我们也想，主啊，你兴起他的儿子。
But we also pray that God please bring his son to full time.
我的儿子还要成为一个钢琴家，还要成为一个企业家。
Let my son become the businessman and the pianist.
所以每次我在中国听到有人哭啊，主啊，愿你复兴教会的时候。
Every time in China I see people pray and cry about revival.
我都想笑。
I want to laugh.
因为他们想着复兴教会总是和他自己没有关系。
So whenever they think of revival, they are thinking of somebody else do the work, not them.
其实弟兄们，你一定要明白。教会是一个整体。
Brethren, we have to understand the church is a whole body.
服侍神不是只有牧师来做的。
The service of God is not a work only to be done by the pastor.
传福音的大使命，荣耀神的大使命是在整个教会的。
The Great Commission of spreading the gospel is the duty of the whole church.
而我们每一个人都是这个教会里的肢体。
Every one of us is part of the church.
所以你来礼拜，你来聚会，你参加教会传福音的活动，你的奉献都是一个教会整体的工作。
So we come for service, we come for worship, we come for we do offering is part of the church work.
这都是服侍神。
This is all part of serving God.
所以说，你一定不要成为一个说别人癫狂的人。
So please don't be a person who criticize another person for being insanely serving God.
你要成为一个癫狂的人。
You yourself, let us ourselves be the person who is insanely serving God.
你们的教会要成为一个癫狂的教会。
Let our church become an insane church that serves God.
如果这个世界上那些堕落的教会说你们疯了，他是对你们的夸赞。
If the other churches who are not really following God comment that we are an insane church, it's the greatest compliment to us.
二十世纪最伟大的华人传道人没有之一了，是宋尚杰。宋尚杰
Pastor 宋尚杰 is the one of the greatest Chinese pastor.
别人叫他宋疯子。
People call him the Mr. Insane.
因为当他回国的时候，他把自己的博士学历丢在了海里，说我再也不用了。
Because when he came back to China, he threw away his professor degree.
我现在不是说你们不要去工作了，你们不要去做这些事情，做那些事情了，不是的。
I'm not asking you to stop working and not study. No, I'm not saying that.
因为服侍主是一整间教会要完成的工作，你是肢体。
Service of God is a part of the duty of the whole church as a body.
当你按着神的心意好好工作，好好教养你的家庭，遵循神的道理，做你手头一切该做的事情的时候。
When we follow God's principle and teachings, we do our job, we do our duty as a parent, we guide our family, we are serving God as well.
你就是服侍神了。
We are serving God.
好，我们再来看世界对他的下一个反应。
Let's continue to see the world's response to Christ.
马太福音第十三章五十七节。
Matthew 13, verse 57, I'll read.
十三章五十七节。
And they were offended in him, but Jesus said unto them,A prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house.
再来看马太福音十五章十二节。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 15 verse 12. Just out in front. Then came his disciples and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying?
他们说他厌弃他的话，不喜悦他的话。
They say that they do not like what he's saying.
他们还有另一种说法，就是他们跌，你跌倒人了。
They even say that you have misguided and misled people.
耶稣基督不会跌倒人，耶稣基督永远都是讲真理的，因为他是真理的源头。
Jesus Christ will never mislead and misguide people because he is the truth.
为什么他们说耶稣基督啊，你跌倒人了？
Why do they say that? Why do they accuse Jesus Christ of misguiding people?
有没有这种事情，这种话常常从我们口中出来？
Do we have such words telling people that Jesus Christ has misled people?
当你的弟兄劝勉另，当你去劝勉另一个弟兄的时候，或另一个姊妹的时候
，When we try to counsel another brethren,
他说你站着说话不该腰疼吧？就是你不懂我的痛苦，你光会说。
When we counsel another brethren, did someone tell you that you don't understand what I'm going through?
哎，也许有的时候有人告诉你一样真理，这个真理比较刺耳。
Sometimes when people tell you a truth, you are offended by this truth.
我们就开始拿着圣经打人了。这个圣经脸这个词就是跌倒人了你。
Then we start to open the Bible and hit people.
我们会说你知道吗？你让我软弱了。
We will say that you have hindered me.
但是其实不是我让你软弱了，是你自己让你自己软弱了。
But actually, it's not someone else has hindered you or weakened you.
我们承认
your own self you have hindered yourself.
我们承认有的时候人很蠢。你不是真理跌倒了别人，是你说话的语气、说话的场合会跌倒人。
So sometimes we it's not the truth that we say that offend people, but the tone and the circumstance and the situation where we say it.
但是如果我用正确的方式、正确的场合说了正确的真理，就绝不会跌倒人的。
So, but however, if I use the right occasion, the right tone, the truth is not going to be misleading.
圣经有这样一句话，他说：“基督说，辱骂你人的辱骂，全落在我身上。”基督曾经说过，他说：“别人辱骂你，这个辱骂都落在基督身上。”
Jesus said that whoever rebuke us or curse us in the name of Christ, in the name of Christ, all these curses and rebuke will fall onto Christ himself.
所以说，当你去给别人传讲真理的时候，别人说你跌倒他了，你不要害怕。如果你是做了正确的事情。
If we, when we preach the gospel to someone else and the person scolded you to say that you are misleading and confusing him, don't be afraid.
他们曾经这样说基督，我又算得了什么？
They also rejected Christ. They also say Christ in such a way. Okay,
但是我们要不要成为一个整天说别人跌倒人的人呢？
Do we want to be a person who always going to confuse people?
以前的人这样对待基督，我们现在也这样对待基督和他的跟随者。
In the past, people treat Jesus like this.Now, do we treat Jesus like this?
这是他们对基督的这一个反应。
Is,
我们再来看下一个。
This is how they rejected Christ.
约翰福音第六章六十到第六十二节。
John chapter 6 verse 60 to 62. John chapter 6 verse 60 to 62. I'll start from 60. Many therefore of his disciples, when they heard this, said, This is an hard saying. Who can hear it?61. When Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it, he said unto them, Do this offend you? 62. What? And if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before?
他的门徒说，主啊，你说的话太难了，我不想听。
His disciples tell Christ, what you say is too difficult to accept. I don't want to listen.
他的门徒又说，主啊，你这个话我不服气。
And the disciples say, Christ,Whatever you say, I don't agree.
你想想，基督说的话他不喜欢听，基督说的话他不服气。
Imagine the words of Christ, the disciples were not happy to hear, and they felt it's not right.
现在我们又算得了什么？
Then what about us?
所以说，你要不要成为一个不服气的人？
Do you want to be someone who do not submit to Christ's words?
我们无数次的站在了反对基督的人的那一边。
So many times unknowingly we are on the side of the non-believers.
反对基督，反对基督的跟随者。
Reject Christ, reject Christ followers.
曾经斯布真讲完道之后，斯布真
Spurgeon. Once when Spurgeon, he preached, he talked about this.
有一个妇人过来对斯布真说，有一个女人过来对斯布真说。
There's a lady who come and talk to Charles Spurgeon.
她说，如果当时我在耶路撒冷的话，我绝对不会。把耶稣基督钉在十字架上，或者辱骂他。
If at that time I was present in Jerusalem, I will never go and crucify Christ on the cross.
斯布人说你会的。
Spurgeon said you will.
因为他耶稣基督会和你的马夫在一起，会和你的奴婢在一起，他会做你不喜欢的事情。
Because Christ will be together with your servants, with the people you don't like.
你能不能想象到，当时耶稣基督进城的时候，很多人都在欢呼他。
Can you imagine when Jesus Christ came into Jerusalem? At that time, everybody was shouting Hosanna and welcoming him.
我们也会去欢呼。
We will go and shout and cheer for him as well.
但当耶稣基督被钉在十字架上的时候，你能保证你不是那个看热闹的人吗？
But when Jesus Christ is nailed on the cross, can you confirm and guarantee that you will not be the one also cheering and looking at the big, situation?
你说我不是，我肯定不是。
You say no, I will not be the, just looking.
你要记住彼得怎么说的。
You must remember what Peter said.
彼得说，我死也不能不认你。
Peter said, even if I die, I will not deny you.
耶稣说，鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
Jesus said that before the crow crows three times, you will deny me three times.
我们会不会成为这样的人？
Will we become such a piece of person?
我们会不会成为反对他的人？
We will become a person who is against Christ.
后来彼得被别人倒钉十字架了，对不对？
In the end, Peter was crucified upside down.
我们又会不会成为那个钉死彼得的人？
Will we be the one who crucified Peter?
也许会的。
Maybe.
所以我们就是这样，以前的人如何对待基督和他的跟随者，可能现在教会也是这样。
So, whatever people treat the non-believers,How they treat Christ and their believers in the biblical time. Maybe we are doing the same thing with other Christians right now.
我说这话，你千万不要不高兴。
Please don't be offended by my words.
我没有意思要指责任何人。
I'm not rebuking anyone.
我相信这样的事情会发生在中国，新加坡也一样。
I believe if such things will happen in China and it will happen in Singapore.
我们要避免成为这样的人。
We must avoid to become something like this.
我们再来看下一件事情。
Let's continue to look.The next verse.
所以说你不要不服他的话，也不要厌弃他的话。
Do not always submit to his words. Don't hate his words.
马可福音十四章四十三到第四十六节。
Mark 14.
Mark
14, 14章。对。
Mark chapter 14, verse 43 to 46. I'll start with 43. Mark 14, 43. And immediately while he yet spake, cometh Judas, one of the 12, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and the scribes and the elders. And he that betrayed him had given them a token, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, that same is he. Take him and lead him away safely. And as soon as he came, he goeth straightway to him and said, Master, Master, and kiss him. And they laid their hands on him and took him.
这个就是圣经上最甜蜜的背叛。
This is the sweetest betrayer in the Bible.
他用接吻背叛了耶稣。
Betrayed by a kiss.
所以说圣经上讲，你们嘴唇亲近我，心却远离我。
In the Bible it says your mouth and lips are so sweet, but your heart are so far away from me.
当他见到耶稣基督的时候，犹大给耶稣了一个非常亲近的动作。
When Judas came and saw Jesus Christ, he gave
非常礼貌的问候。
He gave him a very affectionate
他亲了他。
Greeting. He kissed Jesus.
但是这是背叛之吻。
But this is the kiss of betrayal.
我们有没有用甜蜜的嘴唇去背叛耶稣呢？
Do we also do the same thing with sweet words and betraying Jesus?
我们有。
We do.
中国有。
In China, we do.
新加坡也一样。
In Singapore, we do.
所以说这是最甜蜜的背叛。
So this is the sweetest betrayal.
但是我们不要嘲笑犹大。
However, let's not laugh at and mock at Judah.
犹大花30块钱把耶稣基督卖了，对不对？
Judah betrayed Jesus for 30 silver coins.
30块钱银币啊。
30 silver coins.
还是很值钱的。
Still worth a lot.
但是今天我们可能因为一碗面条就把基督卖了。
However, in this situation, we may betray Jesus for a bowl of noodles.
我们在工作当中不愿意遵守他的原则，就是背叛他了。
In work, if we refuse to use his principles and teachings, we betray Jesus.
最后犹大很后悔啊。
Finally, Judas was remorseful.
他把那个钱丢了，他说他不要了。
He threw the money back to the Pharisees.
因为我卖了无辜人。
He said, "No, I have innocent blood."
他还是很后悔。
He is remorseful.
上吊自杀了。
He hanged himself.
但是我们卖了基督之后，我们没关系呀。
But after we betray Jesus, we do nothing. We are indifferent.
你觉得我们真的比犹大还好吗？
Do you think we are any better than Judas?
其实不要再骂犹大，我们比他可能还差。
So let's stop scolding Judas. We may be worse than him.
我们再来看一个人。
Let's continue to look at another person.
马可福音14章51到第52节。
Mark chapter 14, verse 51 to 52. Mark chapter 14, verse 51 to 52. And there followed him a certain young man, having a linen cloth cast about his naked body, and the young man laid hold on him. And he left the linen cloth and fled from them naked.
耶稣觉得要被抓走了。
Jesus is going to be captured.
一个少年人披了一块麻布，没穿衣裳。
There's a young man. He has a linen on him, otherwise naked.
他可能想要跟着耶稣，但别人一看到他，要过去抓他。
Maybe he's thinking of following Jesus, but people saw him and want to catch him.
他立刻裸奔了。
And he ran away naked.
你知道当一个人裸奔什么意思吗？
Do you know what it means when a person runs?
羞耻不要了，脸也不要了，逃命最重要。
Humiliation. He doesn't care.He just want to get save his own life.
还管什么耶稣啊？
Had care about Jesus.
逃命最重要。
Run first.
他裸奔了。
He run naked.
有的时候我们真的，我们去背叛神的话语的时候，我们也和他一样裸奔。
Same sometimes when we ourselves when we betray Christ, we also run away naked.
我跟你讲了圣经当中的失败者，是因为不要你成为这样的人。
I talk about this situation in the Bible is so that to remind us not to be something like him.
你不要用甜蜜的吻背叛他。
Do not betray Jesus with some sweet words.
你也不要用这种特别羞耻的方式，裸奔了也要逃离这个现场。
And we don't want to escape from him in a very humiliated way.
这是又一个对待耶稣的方式。
This is another way people treat Jesus Christ.
我们再来看马太福音，马可福音十四章七十二节。
Let's look at Mark chapter 14 verse 72. Mark 14 verse 72. And the second time the cock crew.And Peter called to mind the word that Jesus said unto him, Before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. And when he thought thereon, he wept.
彼得最让人说他不好的就是他三次不认主。
Peter, the thing we talk about most about Peter is his three times denial of Christ.
但是我从来不这样看。
But I don't see it that way.
因为我反思自己的时候，我觉得我完全不如彼得。
Because when I self-examine, I find I'm worse than Peter.
不要管他以后多么勇敢。
Don't say about Peter how brave he is later.
我想告诉你，圣经里面最著名的几句话都是彼得说出来的。
I want to say that the most some of the most famous words in the Bible is.
他第一个说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
He's the first to say you are Christ, the Son of God.
他第一个说主啊，你有永生之道，我们还要跟随神呢。
He's the first to say that Christ has the everlasting life. We should follow him.
他又第一个说主啊我就算死也不能离弃你
He's the first to say Christ even if I die I will not deny you
我们常常用这句话来嘲笑彼得
We always use this to mock Peter
你说了没有做到
You say but you didn't do
但是我们更应该嘲笑自己
But let's mock at our own self
因为我都不敢说
Because I don't even dare to say
有谁曾经这样大胆说过主啊我宁死也不离弃你
Anyone here ever say that Christ I will die from you rather than deny you
我们现在常常特别虔诚没做到之前先别说啊
But we are alwaysso pious, if I didn't do it, I wouldn't say.
其实我们不是害怕自己做不到，不是害怕，不是一种谦卑。
Actually, this is not a form of humility.
我们呢是怕自己说了之后不做，别人小看我。
It's that we are afraid when we say and we don't do, people will laugh at us.
我们连说的胆量都没有，
不如彼得。We do not even have the courage to say.
我们不如最软弱的彼得。
So we are worse than the weakest of Peter.
当彼得想起来主的话的时候，就是说三次不认他。
When Peter recalled that he has denied.Jesus three times.
他立刻跑出去痛哭了。
He ran out and cried.
你有什么时候是听见主的话责备你的时候立刻跑出去哭了？
When was the last time we examined ourselves and we remorse, we repent and we cried?
我们常常掐着腰，那都不是我。
We always say that it's others.
我们听道理的时候，我们常常这样想。
When we listen to the preaching, we always talk to ourselves.
哎，要是那个谁谁谁来就好了，因为今天的信息特别适合他。
Wow, if this Mr. So and So and come today, wow, today he will get hit by the message.
但是今天的信息是讲给你听的。
But sorry, the message for you today is the message is for you today.
有的时候我讲这些事情，不是因为我知道了在你身上发生什么。
Sometimes, okay, please remember, the reason I say this is not because I know what is happening to you.
有的时候我在分享一篇信息的时候坐在下面的人他会想哎，是不是谁告诉了他发生在我身上的事情
some brethren when they hear pastor speaking they were thinking that is the pastor talking about me
这件事情的话常常发生
it always happen
其实你千万不要胆怯因为我根本不知道你发生在你身上的事情
please don't worry I don't know what is happening in your life
我只是照着圣经讲
I only preach what is beingwritten in the scriptures
如果有一件事情正好讲到了发生在你身上的事情
if something just happened to be applicable to you
不要说是牧师告密了
don't say that Pastor Johnny have told him some insider news
不要说弟兄姊妹告密了
don't say some other brethren have told him about you
神的讲台永远都讲真理不是针对哪个人的
in the pulpit only the truth is being preached it's not about somebody's personal life
是圣灵责备你了
If you feel remorseful or repentant, it's the Holy Spirit speaking to you. It's the Holy Spirit pointing out to you. You should go out and cry. Lock the door.
而不是说觉得哎呀我的事情被别人点名了吗？不是这样子。
So not to feel that your secret has been shared with someone else. No.
永远都要在神面前懊悔和反省自己，你才能长进。
Always examine yourself and repent in front of God for you to grow.
如果你有一天觉得自己做的特别好，不需要在神面前反省自己，你最应该反省的就是你觉得今天不应该反省自己。
If one day you say you feel that you're so perfect and holy, there's nothing for you to repent. That is the only one thing you need to repent. Your ego.
这句话很难他竟然能翻出来所以说到最后的时候我要告诉你三件事情
Finally, three important things to tell you
对我们是劝勉也是警戒
It's a warning, it's a reminder
你只需要再忍耐三节经文就可以结束了
Three more verses, you can go home
你只需要再忍耐三节经文就再也不用见我了
Three more verses, you don't have to see me ever
我讲完就要回中国下个星期再待一个星期
Next week I'll still be in Singapore. After that, I'm going back.
大多数人就不用再听了。
So most of us here will never see me again.
看马太福音第十章二十四节到四十二节。马太福音这上面没有的。Matthew. 对。马太福音第十章 Chapter Ten.
Matthew Chapter Ten.
第二十四。
24.
我看一下因为这段经文比较长，我看一下让你你从二十四节读到二十五节。
Matthew Chapter Ten 24.25, let me start, huh? 24. The disciple is not above his master, nor the servant above his lord. It is enough for the disciple that he be as his master and the servant as his lord. If they have called the master of the house of Beelzebub, how much more shall they call them of his household? Okay.
我今天要告诉你一件很重要的事情，在新加坡很严重，你不要被这件事情影响喽。
I'm going to tell you something very serious in Singapore. Do not be affected by this.
就是有些教会告诉你，你只要捐更多的钱，神就会更多的赐福你。
In some churches, they tell you you offer, give more offering, and God will give you more blessings.
你去看讲这些话的人，他们的生活是怎么样的
？Look at the people who say such things. Look at their lifestyle.
在中国，这叫成功神学。
In China, this is called a prosperity gospel.
啊，成功神学。然后他告诉你，赶紧来信耶稣吧，身体健康。财源广进，全家幸福。
And they tell you, come and worship, worship Jesus. You will get health, your prosperity, your whole family will be happy.
圣经上从来没这样讲过。
This was never mentioned in the Bible.
所以圣经上怎么讲？他说，学生不能越过先生，学生和先生一样也就罢了。
So based on the verses, you read the verses. The master can, the student can be more than the master.
如果耶稣基督走了这条路，上面都是嘲笑的声音、辱骂的声音，前面等待他的是荆棘的冠冕和十字架。
So if Jesus, in Jesus' life, we look from the scriptures, he was mocked, he was rejected, he was denied, he was even crucified.
如果你走这条路却满是鲜花和掌声，前面等着你的是奔驰、宝马和洋房。
So if you lead your Christian life, you are better than Christ. You have Mercedes, you have big houses, you have millions.
你和基督不是一路人。
Then you are not in the same, you are not in the same group as Jesus. You are not following Jesus.
不要被这样的成功信息而欺骗了。
Do not be, fooled by such prosperity gospels.
我告诉你，这种信息是一种咒诅。
This kind of message is a curse.
这种咒诅是那些喜欢这样的人找到自己自找的。
This is the people who like the world's view of prosperity. They look for it themselves.
因为他们不想要基督的十字架，他们不想要基督荆棘的冠冕，他们不想要基督的嘲笑和羞辱。
Because they do not want Jesus' cross, they do not want Jesus' crown of thorns, and they do not want Jesus' mocking.
他们更喜欢的是基督活着的时候没有享受到的钱财、洋房和这许许多多属世界的东西。
These people are looking for what Jesus has never enjoyed in his life when he's on earth.
如果你也喜欢这些东西，你又会被他欺骗。
If you like all this earthly wealth, prosperity, you will be fooled by these bastards as well.
所以说，你要记住，如果你受了苦害了，如果你受了逼迫了，你不要软弱。
So remember, if you are undergoing some trials and challenges, don't weaken.
他们这样对待基督，何况我们呢
？If Jesus has been treated like this by the world, more so us.
Yeah. 好，我们再来看第三十七节，第三十七节，到第。四十二节，对，同样的，同样的一章，第十章三十七到第四十二节。
Matthew 10:37-42.
Yes, 三十七到第四十二节。
I'll start from 37. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and he that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me, and he that taketh not his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward.
这里面有一节难解的经文，对它难解不是因为这句话很难，而是因为我们很难接受它。
There's some a verse here that's very difficult to understand, not because it's so complicated, but it's because we cannot accept that it can actually happen.
因为人说我不能够爱父母胜过爱主。
Because he says here, you cannot love your mother more, parents more than Christ.
但是你注意，你不能理解他，是因为你把这句话想错了。
The reason you have problem with it is because you have some misunderstanding. It's not because of the problem of the scripture.
神在这里并没有教你不要爱父母。
In this verse, God didn't ask us not to love our parents.
他只是要告诉你，你要把神放在生命当中的首位。
God is telling us we should put God first.
我想要告诉你，一个能把主放在生命首位的人，一定是爱父母的。
I can tell you that whoever put God first will love his parents so much.
所以，当你爱父母过于当你这个爱主过于爱父母的时候。
When you love God more than you love your parents,
你就会更爱你的父母。
You will love your parents even much more.
而不会变得不爱你的父母。
You will never become someone cold towards your parents.
神在十诫当中明确地写了一句话，他说：“当孝敬父母。”
In the Ten Commandments, it's very clearly written, "Honor thy father and mother."
这是对人关系的第一条。
This is the first rule, first teaching of God.
也是第一条带应许的诫命，就是孝敬父母，在世长寿。
And there's a blessing that if you honor your parents, father and mother, you will have long life, long days on earth.
我们不能接受某些经文，不是神错了，是你错了。
The reason why we cannot accept certain verses is not because it's something wrong with the scriptures, it's because we have something wrong with our thinking.
神在这里教你要爱他，过于爱你的父母。
God teaches us to love God more than our parents.
不是要你不爱父母。
Not to not love our parents.
而是叫你越爱主，你就会越爱你的父母。
Because God says that the more you love God, the more you will love your parents.
但是神永远都在首位。
But God is always first.
这就是这句话的意思。
This is the meaning.
那我们要看第三十八节，他说
，verse 38,
三十八、三十九节
，38 and 39. I'll read again. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it.
你要知道圣经里面当讲到基督徒的时候他其实是蛮严格的
In the scriptures when we mention about Christians it's very strict
不是随随便便
It's not to be frivolous
但是我们要知道我们的行为不能使我们得救
We must understand our own works will never get us salvation
但我们的行为是我们得救的印证
But our works is the fruit of our salvation
圣经里面从来没有描述过基督徒可以散散漫漫懒懒懒懒懒懒散散的
In the Bible it never ever mentioned that a Christian can be lazy and hang about happy go lucky doing nothing
基督徒应该比别人态度更端正
Christians should have a better attitude than all the rest of the non-believers
工作更勤奋
hardworking than other people
生活绝不可懒惰
veryconscientious in our life
这是圣经里面明确的要求
This is directly askedof us in the Bible.
圣经里面还讲你们活在世上应该像神的军队一样。
And it is written that we should be the Lord's army.
你见过哪个军队好像刚睡醒一样吗？
Have you ever seen some army that look like they just awakened from their sleep?
但你有没有发现我们做基督徒做成这个样子了？
But do you realize as Christians we are like that?
圣经上还讲你要时刻等待着基督的再来。
In the scriptures, it's written, "We are always vigilant to wait for Christ's second coming."
就像一个站岗的士兵拿着枪一样，随时看着有没有敌人入侵。
Like a guard on a guard post, vigilant and always looking out, where are the enemies coming?
你有没有见过新加坡哪个军营旁边的门口的士兵在那？
Do you see in Singapore the army camps the guards are sleeping?
如果他这样，他应该被拉去军事法庭。
If he does, he will be court martialed.
神让我们活得像一个士兵一样。
God wants us to live like a soldier for Him.
所以你要明白，每一个基督徒都应该比或者说其他的信仰、其他的宗教里面的人更勤奋、更端正，以显出神的荣耀。
So we must understand that we as Christians must be more vigilant, hardworking than all the other non-believers and other religion as a testimony for God.
我们的衣服要比他们更端庄。
Our clothes must be more tidier than the other religions.
而不是穿的和世界上的人。和歌厅里的人一样
and not wearing a certain attire that the rest of the world
这是神对基督徒的要求
this is God's require this is God's rule for us
今天你的思想要完全改变
we must change our thinking
接下来我们再来看一段经文四十到第四十二节他已经读过了
40 to 42 just now I read
他这里讲说接待你们就是接待我接待我就是接待差我来的父
He says here that whoever receives you are receiving me, and whoever receives me are receiving God the Father.
你接待先知就得接待先知的赏赐，接待义人就得义人所得的赏赐。
You receive the prophet, you got the prophet's blessings. You receive the Christ, you get Christ's blessings.
有人因为主的名端一杯水给这个人喝，他就不能不得赏赐。
Somebody in verse 42, he says that, and whosoever shall give the drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you. You he shall in no wise lose his reward.
所以我每次都要喝水，为了给你们赏赐。
所以 ，so every time I like to drink so that I can give you the blessings.
这个其实要告诉我们，你要支持那些你要善待那些为神做工的人，而不是整天和他们作对。
So we have to be a supportive and helpful to the people who are working for God, rather than always opposing them.
新加坡我是不知道，中国人经常这样。
In Singapore, I don't know, but in China, this happens all the time.
你要来服侍主了，我就给你找麻烦。
If you come and serve God, I will come and find trouble for you.
我自己躺在那什么不做，专挑别人的毛病。
I do nothing but looking at other people's fault.
找牧师的毛病，找传道的毛病，找同工的毛病，找其他弟兄姊妹的毛病。
Finding fault with pastor, with the deacons, with the brethren, with the servants.
你要知道这是很令神厌恶的。
This is disgusting to God.
分裂教会使教会不团结。
Division of God creating discord.
所以我常常告诉他们，我说不要在教会里横行霸道。
So I always tell the brethren in church, don't do evil in the church.
不要像你的牧师、传道、同工、弟兄姊妹勇敢，就很横。
Don't keep hating and opposing your pastors and your deacons and the elders.
你若真有勇敢真理、勇敢传讲真理的心
，If you are really so courageous, go out and preach the gospel.
去伊拉克
，Go Iraq.
去阿富汗
，Go Afghanistan.
去艾滋病村、麻风病村
，Go to the city where, go to the villages full that is infected with AIDS and leprosy.
这才是你爱心的印证。
And preach the gospel, then that is a show of your courage and love.
而不是在教会里面整天找别人麻烦，分裂教会。
Not in the church, finding fault with everyone you find.
所以，如果有这样的人，你要悔改。
So if you are someone like that, please repent.
教会的合一是很重要的，它是基督的身体。
The unity of the church is very important because we are the body of Christ.
我们再来看第二段经文。
Let's continue.
马太福音第五章第十一节。
Matthew.
Yeah, 第五章。
Chapter 5:11，5:11，五章第十一哦。Chapter 5:11。Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Okay.
如果你们现在已经受不了了，可以先睡一会儿。
If you really can't take it now, please take a rest, take a nap.
我真的不会觉得难堪或难过。
I don't feel bad at all.
因为在中国，有的时候下面一个人都没有，我也这样讲。
Because in China, sometimes there's not even one listener. I preach the same way I do now.
我不是开玩笑，真的一个人都没有。
I'm not joking. Sometimes it's an empty church.
但是在电话里面有，就是在线上有一个人听。
But sometimes people listen online. There are one or two.
我就照常讲。
And I will preach the way I preach now.
而且讲得很开心。
And as happy as I can.
所以你们都睡觉了，或者都愤怒的起身走了，我可能会尴尬一下。
So if you are all asleep taking a nap or you storm out of this church,
但我不会难过，因为我没得罪你啊。
I will be a little bit surprised, but I won't be sad because I didn't offend you.
你只不过可能是气愤这段圣经罢了。
Because maybe you are angry at yourself, maybe.
所以说你如果睡觉了，我真的一点都不难过。
I won't be unhappy if you take a nap.
我还曾经给教会提过这样的建议，我说如果有人熬了一夜的班来教会，又来教会礼拜了，你可以给他买一张床，让他睡在那儿听。
One time I give a suggestion, if somebody work OT overnight on Saturday, we will buy a bed for that person to sleep during the service.
不要指责他，你想想他熬了一夜，他还能坐在教会。
Don't rebuke him because he has the heart to come after one night's work.
你应该给他准备好床和毯子，而不是指责他。
You should give him a blanket and a bed.
有些人周六玩了一天，第二天累了他不来了。
You know some people when they are working on Saturday, they don't come on Sunday.
这是完全不一样的。
This is different.
好，我们来看第二段经文。
Next，
就是人若因我的缘故辱骂你们、逼迫你们、造各样恶言回报你们，你们就有福了。
So just now we say that even when men shall persecute and revile you，
如果有人因为基督的名、因为基督的缘故，或因为你遵循神话里的缘故，这个给你麻烦。
If somebody find trouble for you following Christ's teachings and preaching the gospel,
你要很高兴，这是神要给你祝福了。
You must be very happy because God is coming to give you the blessing now.
但有的时候你要避免自找苦吃。
But sometimes try not to find your own trouble.
在中国有一些人都是自找苦吃。
In China, some people just find their own trouble.
新加坡我是不知道。
In Singapore, I'm not sure.
比如说今天你要搞一场这个培灵会或布道会，有五六十个人来参加，然后政府说。已经有人举报了，我明天就要来抓你。
Example, if you have a worship or a message, 50 people come, but the government come and warn you. Tomorrow I'm coming to catch you. You better don't have such a big gathering.
人家警察已经很礼貌的告诉你了，我明天要来抓你，意思就是你明天别再给我找麻烦了。
So if the police have warned you already about this, so you should not do it again tomorrow. Because he's reminding you already.
但是这些人说我要为主甘受逼迫，其实那逼迫是自找的。
But you say that no, even the police warn me, I still want to have a 50-man gathering tomorrow. Then you are looking for your own trouble.
你进了看守所，进了监狱，也是自找的。
If you go to our jail because of this, not listening to the police kind warning, then you find your own trouble.
因为警察已经很礼貌地告诉你了，我明天再来抓你。意思就是你今天赶紧走吧。
Because the police have already come and tell you tomorrow I'm catching you, so you should know they are already so friendly.
所以说，有些人受了逼迫，你要排除他是自找的。你自找了你的逼迫，你只能自己吃。
So for those who are being persecuted, please distinguish: are they really persecuted or they look for the persecution themselves?
如果你是为神的名受逼迫，这是有福的。
If you are persecuted on in the name of Christ, that's good. That's blessed.
这是第二个劝勉：受逼迫了，不要害怕，不要难过，这是祝福。
So if you are persecuted in the name of Christ, don't be afraid. This is a blessing.
我们再来看一段经文。
Let's carry on.
这刚才讲的是第一部分。
Just now was the first part.
就是对你的劝勉。第二部分我们讲不要相咬相吞。这样讲的不要互相伤害。
Okay, the second warning and reminder is don't hurt one another.
加拉太书五章十五节。
加拉太 Galatians.
五章十五节。
Chapter 5 verse 15.Okay, let me read. Galatians chapter 5 verse 15. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that ye be not consumed one of another.
你们要彼此相爱，而不是彼此相害。
You should love each other, but not to fight each other.
你看你的弟兄要很顺眼。
You see your brethren, okay, look at them in a nice way. Look at their strength and goodness.
你看他不顺眼，不是他的问题，是你的问题。
If you don't like somebody, it's not the other person's fault. It's the problem with your own self.
基督没有看别人不顺眼。
Jesus never see the weakness in anyone.
别人要打死他，他说主啊，赦免他们。
When he's crucified, Jesus said, "Forgive them, for they know not what they do."
今天你的弟兄没有把你钉在十字架上。
Today your brethren did not nail you to the cross.
你还恨不得不要赦免他。
And what is there that you cannot forgive him?
所以我们所有人应该彼此相爱。
So we should love each other, love one another.
不要因为一点点的小意见不一样，你呀就真的这个面红耳赤。
Don't because of one small difference and then you are so angry with each other and you quarrel. No, there's no need.
我们必须在基要真理上保持一致，就是
we have to be one in Christ's truth.
有一些细枝末节的东西，可以允许别人有不同的意见。
There are certain areas that.Different opinions are allowed. That's no problem.
不要总觉得你对。
Don't always think that you're always right.
有的时候我们就因为一些小道理，就真的整个教会不和谐。
Sometimes because of some small point, that's not the whole church become divided.
在中国青岛，一年七家教会分裂。
In China, Qingdao, in 1 year, 7 churches broke up.
在教会有一个服侍的弟兄，全职服侍。
There's one.A person full-time serving in God in the church.
他们每个月给他五百块钱生活费。
Every day, the church give him allowance for 500 renminbi.
这个弟兄天天做教会的工作。
These brethren every day do work for the church.
他们觉得五百块钱给他还亏了。
So the church felt that giving him too much.
但是你知道扫楼的大娘就是一个老太太，她去扫楼做工作，最低工资。是1360块钱。
But you know in China, a cleaner, an auntie, old lady cleaning, the minimum wage is 1,300 renminbi.
这样的教会不分裂就怪了。
This kind of church, if it doesn't divide, is a miracle.
你总会难，只会难为教会里的自己人。
You only find trouble with your own brethren in your own church.
去，有能耐去艾滋病村啊，去麻风病村啊，
if you are
去伊拉克啊。
So courageous, go to Iraq, go to the village with all the AIDS and preach the gospel there.
到那你就怂了。
Over there, you will become a coward.
但是你欺负你的弟兄，你就很勇敢。
But you bully your own brethren, you are so fierce.
我就很看不起他。
I despise these people.
要单挑吗？
You want to come on?
你去伊拉克呀你？
You go Iraq and do a missionary.
所以说，我们再来看第二部分，就是你们要相爱，不要整天吵吵闹闹的。
So the key point here is we should love one another rather than always quarreling.
你看以前别人这样对待基督，我们现在还要这样对待基督和他的跟随者吗？
Let's learn. Christ was treated so badly by in the biblical times. Do we still want to treat each other like those non-believers?
我们看提摩太前书第五章十七到第十九节。
First Timothy, chapter 5.
提摩太前书第五章十七到第十九节。
17 to 19. First Timothy chapter 5, verse 17. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle on the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Number 19. Against an elder, receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses.
这里讲, 长老, 你要敬重他, 对不对? 我这里,
it says here you have to respect the elder.
辛苦教导别人的, 你要敬奉他。
Those who teach you, you have to, teachers, you have to respect them.
这是神给我们的命令。
This is a commandment of God.
不是为了对某些人说话。
It's not to speak up for someone else.
你遵行神这个命令, 你就得祝福。
If you follow God's commandment, you get the blessing.
因为这是长老或牧师是神设立的一个属灵的权柄。
Because the elder or the pastor is an authority set up by God.
当你整天找他麻烦的时候, 你其实就是要背叛这个次序, 背叛这个权柄。
But if you always look for trouble with the pastor or the elder, you are disrupting the order and hierarchy.
这样的困难会临到你的家, 你的妻子, 你的孩子也会这样对待你。
If you disregard God's order and hierarchy, it will happen again in your own family. Your children, your wife will disregard you as well.
永远不要觉得你在外面背叛权柄, 你在家里, 别人就会尊敬你。
Never think that if you do not follow the order of things outside, in your family, this will happen to your own family.
邪恶会蔓延的。
Evil spreads. Sin spreads.
所以说在第二节, 牛啊, 做工的时候, 不要拢住他的嘴, 让他吃。
It says here the cows, when they are working for you, don't tie up their mouth. Let them be able to eat.
所以你要顾念那些辛苦的人。
Please have a heart for those who are working for God.
使他们无后顾之忧。
Let them have no worry and work for God.
这样你们的教会就会越来越兴盛。
Then our church will be more and more, will grow.
下一节就是有人来控告长老。
If somebody come and accuse the elder or the pastor,
不要轻信。
Don't listen so fast.
在中国有一个邪教叫全能神邪教。
In China, there's an evil cult called 全能, it's a evil name. Okay.
就是一个邪教。
It's a cult.
他本来要来破坏教会呢, 他就找这些信徒。
So how they do is they come and approach the brethren of churches.
后来发现呢, 这样效果很差。
So they find that it doesn't work this way.
他后来就改变了他的方法。
So they change strategy.
就是他来攻击他的牧师。
So they spread rumors about the pastor.
就是由一个邪教的人, 伪装进来, 进入教会里面来听到。
So this, a member of this cult, they pose as a Christian, they come in and they spread rumors about the pastor.
他在教会里面散布谣言来攻击这个牧师。
Spread evil rumors to attack the pastor.
说这个牧师怎么样怎么样不好。
Say that all the bad things about the pastor.
然后很多人就被引诱, 被他带到邪教里面。
And all the sub people foolishly believe and they were brought to the cult.
现在政府经常抓这个邪教。
This is very much persecuted by the government.
所以说你要想毁掉一间教会, 我教你方法, 就是先毁掉他的牧师。
I teach you how to destroy a church. Okay, destroy the pastor first.
这是从邪教学来的。
This is what I learned from the cult.
你要做一个善于学习的人。
We have to learn from it.
所以说你想毁掉你们教会吗?
If you want to, do we want to destroy our own church?
集中精力毁掉陈牧师的一家。
Then let's all focus and destroy pastor's family.
方法我已经教给你了。
I've given you the method.
而且那些人呢, 全能神邪教的人呢, 把这个牧师引诱出去。
And the cult, they also create a lot of temptations to lure the pastor away.
他们给他灌了迷药。
They give him all the temptations.
扒掉他的衣裳, 让一个女的躺在他旁边, 给他拍照。
They trick him to a certain place, strip the pastor, put a girl beside him and take photo.
中国的福音不是很兴盛, 但邪教很兴盛。
In China, gospel is not so well preached, but the evil things are very well preached.
我讲的全都是真的。
All I say today is the effect.
然后把照片给这个牧师看, 你如果不把你的会友全都带到我们的邪教里面来, 当然他不说自己是邪教啊, 我就把你的照片到处给别人看。
And then he took these photos and blackmail the pastor, if you don't bring all your brethren to my cult, then I will release these photos.
如果你的牧师真的是被别人造谣，就是没有造谣，就是没有这件事情，被别人污蔑了。
If your pastor really is being maligned by other people,
你要支持你的牧师。
You have to support your pastor.
你支持你的牧师不是为了保护这个人。
You support your pastor is not because to protect him as a person.
人算得什么?
Person is nothing in terms of.
我们是为了基督的身体和基督的教会。
We are looking at the body of Christ.
你能明白我的意思吗?
Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
对, 这是我要给你的三个劝勉。
This is the third reminder I want to give you.
就是,
First, if people persecute you in the name of Christ, you will endure because this is Christ's blessings to you. Number two, brethren in the church, love each other rather than find fault in each other. Number three, be kind to your pastors and elders. Be kind to the fellow workers for Christ. Not because to speak good for individuals, but to for the better good of the whole church as a body of Christ. So that your children and your grandchildren can continue to come to this church for the gospel. Never be like the Pharisees and the scribes who rebuke Jesus. Don't be like the non-believers and the failures who treat Jesus so badly. Be someone pleasing to God. Let's pray.
哎, 我超了14分钟啊, 对不起。
Sorry, I'm a bit off my timing.
祷告结束。
Let's pray.
求你帮助我们,
Heavenly Father, please change our lives.
愿这间教会兴盛。
Pray that you revive Ambassador Baptist Church.
愿弟兄姊妹能够, 以基督当有的荣耀对待他。
Pray that we give all the honor and glory to God and be a good testimonial to Christ.
愿这个教会合一。
Pray that we are united as a church.
主啊, 翻转我们的生命。
God, stir our life.
祷告奉我主耶稣基督的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name, amen.
Amen.